Right, here in year two at St. Peter's School in Walworth, a large amount of our literacy work this week has all been about giving and being able to understand instructions, a very important role that we all need. Now, I've got a couple of friends to tell me more about this. So, guys, your names, please?
Majib.
Tasmin.
Great, we have Majib and we have Tasmin from year two here at St. Peter's in Walworth. Now, Tasmin, could you explain to people, please, what is an instruction?
Instructions are when you need to listen. If, like, someone says you need to get a plate and a knife, then you need to get two pieces of bread and put them on the plate, and then butter them, then put the jam on them.
Yeah. So you were looking, I know, in class about instructions how to make a jam sandwich. So maybe, Majib, you could tell people first, what would be the very, very first thing in those instructions to make a jam sandwich?
The first you would need is some two breads and two slices of bread and the butter and the jam and a knife.
Yeah, so the things that you need first in those instructions is something telling people what they need to make them with. So you said two slices of bread, you said the butter, and you said the knife is what we need. And then once you've got those instructions, Tasmin, what would be the next thing that you might need to do?
Then you would need to put the bread onto the plate and butter them.
Yeah, and then Majib, is that finished? Is your jam sandwich then ready? You've got the bread and the butter. What's the final thing that we maybe do need on those instructions?
Then you spread the jam onto the butter.
Yeah, and then make the sandwich. And we're forgetting. What is the very, very final thing, Tasmin? What is the final thing we can do?
Then you put the bread together and cut it into squares or triangles or into half, whatever you want it to go in.
Yeah, perfect. So that really is the whole instructions. Now I know, I can tell you a secret. This afternoon in year two, I don't think the other children know this yet, we're going to make some jam sandwiches. So we've got the bread, we've got the butter, we've got the jam, and all the knives that we need. We can make our own so we can follow those instructions. But we're going to return to class soon, and I know we've got some more work to be carrying on with. So Majib, can you explain to people, please, what are the instructions that you're like now doing that we've just been learning about?
First, you have to take some two slices of bread, then butter them, and then you jam them and put the other half of it onto the other half.
Right, that's for the sandwich. But what we were just talking about, Tasmin, in class, we're going to be following some instructions to draw something. What is it?
We've got a plain piece of paper and a piece of paper with leaves on it, and we're gonna put the plain piece of paper on the piece with the jam with the
no jam with these leaves, I don't think.
No, with on the
paper. We're going to be tracing some leaves, aren't we? We've got some pictures of some autumn leaves, and we've got some instructions telling us how to draw those leaves. So it involves having like tracing paper and different pens and following. Great. Well, what I think we should do is head back to the classroom and carry on with these instructions for the leaves. But I'm going to then return to year two. I can't wait for this afternoon, and it's going to be hopefully jam sandwich time. Great. So Majib and Tasmin from year two here at St. Peter's, thank you for your time. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.